Good evening, everybody. Welcome. And thank you for joining us here and shareenjoyment.com and the nightly share. It's a pleasure to see everybody online and to share with you some Divrei Torah on Parsha. I'd actually like to switch gears a little bit and move into Parsha's Bo. That's okay with everybody. This way we have some coming attractions. You know, Vayera introduced to us a new way of communication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to employ as a result of Vanitzak El Hashem. So as a result of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem decided to exact a new level of communication onto the world, something that's never been seen before. But what I'd like to try to discuss after we've experienced the seven makos is the eighth maka, Choshech. And so when we talk about Choshech, it says that, you know, Vayamesh Choshech, that darkness intensified. So if we say that the darkness intensified, are we saying that the night was double? Are we saying that the light, as the Kli Yakar says, the day began, but then the night of Klal Yisrael transferred over to the Egyptian side and then came back on to them as a double manifest, meaning the day began. So in order for them to understand that there's a new Makkah taking place, it had to begin as a regular day, and then the darkness intensified. So there are Achayim and the Kli Yakar debate exactly what does this word mean, Vayamesh Choshech, that the darkness intensified. What I like to try to understand in our own day and age, today I watched the criminal court, for lack of a better way to describe it, in The Hague, and I listened to Tal Becker. Tal gave an amazing speech that, I mean, it's nothing less, as we know, than a modern day blood libel. It seems like today our generation is confused. They're in a state of darkness where the people like Churchill and Roosevelt would be considered to be terrorists, and Nazi Germany would be considered the freedom fighters. It's an upside down world, and in so many different ways, it's hard to describe. It's hard to put your finger on it exactly how messed up the world is. And it's just so disturbing. But at the end of the day, the light will come out and the truth will come out, and we'll see how the court decides. But what I wanted to discuss tonight was a fascinating Nesivah Shalom that says, that we had light, whereas the rest of the world was living in darkness. And he said that, and he explains, the Admar from Slonim brings down that the darkness intensifying means that for the very first time, Moshe Rabbeinu reached out to Shemayim. It says, Neteyotcha ala Shemayim. That in order for the plague to begin, he had to reach out towards Shemayim. Now, we all know that in Shemayim, there's only light. So it makes no sense. If he wants to bring darkness, maybe, perhaps, God should have instructed Moshe to stick your hand into the earth, and there you'll find dark earth, and take that dark earth and throw it upon the land, so to speak, and throw it into the air, and then darkness will show itself, will be manifest. But that's not what Hashem says. Hashem says, go to a place of light and create darkness. So what does that mean? How does that happen? So the Admar from Slonim brings down that what this means is that for the very first time, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh. He revealed what is going on above. That in the same way that we are in our own day happy, and when we're expressing our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we daven and when we say Kedusha, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Malachim upstairs say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But it's not just them, it's also all of the holy neshamos, the Bubbies, the Zadies, the Mamas, and the Tatas, all of these amazing personalities and wonderful people that we had the privilege of spending so many years in their company. They are also basking in the same light. And when we are in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imo Anochi Betzara, Hashem is also in pain. But this type of light is not a light that's a normal light. This is the light of Gan Eden. And the Gan Eden was brought down into this world, and that created the darkness. How is that possible? Because when the nations of the world saw Tzadikim Yoshvin, Batraseim Barashayim, Benenim Zivashchina, they said, V'ichaki. When they saw that the Tzadikim are sitting, and they have crowns upon their heads, and they're basking in the light of the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're drawing close and they're drawing comfort from that light, that everlasting eternal light, then they themselves ask themselves, what is it that we revere? Is it the music icon? Is it the sports player? These people don't, they don't have any relationship to us. Is that what we are looking up to? Is that what guides us, motivates us? No, it's not. It's the Torah that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once the nations of the world saw this, the Mitzvahim saw this, then that's when they were able to take a step back and say, my goodness, that is the powerful light. And when they saw the truth, and when the light came through, that's when the darkness intensified. That's when they realized how deep in the darkness they truly were. So we hope that in our own day and age, people who are living in darkness, who have been educated in darkness, who have been educated to believe that the state of Israel was founded in 1948 and it is not our ancestral homeland that dates back to 1948 BCE, will hopefully one day turn the page and open up a book or two and study a little bit more and understand that our nation and our history goes back many millennium and not just the mere 75 years. And in that respect, in that regard, they would open up their eyes and see the truth. There's another element to this parsha that I wanted to just briefly touch upon, and that is that in next week's parsha, just to give you some additional coming attractions, we are commanded to do three mitzvos. One is Korban Pesach. The second is when it comes to HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, which the Sforno and the Ramban bring down, was the first mitzvah that was given to us in Mitzrayim. And it designated and said that now we are in control of our time. It would make more sense to have this mitzvah after Yetzias Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to appreciate, understand that as a slave, in the slave mentality, the only way for us to break free psychologically is to be in control of our future destiny. And the best way to demonstrate this is to be in control of your own time. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the third was to borrow Vayishalom Klei Kesef and Klei Zahav. So just briefly, I wanted you to walk into the parsha of this week, Parsha's Bo, with an understanding as follows. When we borrow, we build credit and we become men of responsibility and men of integrity. When we demonstrated that we did the Korban Pesach, that was a psychological break because that was their deity, that was their God, the sheep. And when we slaughtered it and we sprinkled the blood on our doorposts, we demonstrated that we're no longer going to be confined to a Egyptian mentality and Egyptian ideology. And the third, when we demonstrated HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, we exacted what we needed for ourselves, psychological freedom, such that we will never turn back the clock and say, oh, it's time for us to return to our slave mentality. Henceforth and going forward, we would be acting and thinking as free men. And the only way to demonstrate this is to understand and appreciate that there was a time when our time was not our own. And now in the future and going forward, it is our own. So we have to make the most of our time. And the irony about time is that we were created before time, yet we are bound by time. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Why? Because as the prophet Yirmiyahu says, if not for the Jewish people learning Torah day and night, then there never would have been a need for all of this creation of heaven and earth. The very fact that we learn Torah, we set aside time for learning 10 to 10 for 10, this is the chiyus that Klal Yisrael needs. And we hope that our learning, that our davening, that our tfilos, that our tehillim, that our machshavas tovos, that the tears that we shed when we light candles before Shabbos, the tears that we think about when we say our tefillos and we make them heartfelt and not just simple mechanical activities that we consume during the morning, afternoon, and evening, but rather these are meaningful moments that we as a nation collectively have in mind all of the hostages that they should find their safe return to their families. And that all the soldiers should return safely to their homes and to their wives, to their children, and to their extended family. And in closing, that Klal Yisrael, there was recently, just the other day, a soldier, Shuali, I forget his last name right now, but the father came down and he wanted to spend time near one of the army bases, but he also needed a minion, and he couldn't find one. But a call went out, and then there was hundreds of people that came out to help make Kaddish. This is what Klal Yisrael is all about. These people don't know each other, but we're all Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe Zebazah. So in the schus of the achdus that we have in our community and our broader nation, let it be a schus for all of us that we should only see refuahs and yeshuos and only the very best of news to come forward this week and in the subsequent weeks. This is Mordechai Platzker, thanking all of you for joining and wishing you the very, very best this coming week and always. Take care.
Ugh.
Thank you, Morty.
Thank you, Aryeh.
Thank you, Morty.
Yeah,
Okay.
Shukala. It was very good seeing you,
It
Shukala.
was really
Thank
great.
you, Ellie.